Welcome to the Friday Sports Report here on Vectors Radio. My name is Martin Sanders and I'm back with all your latest sports news. It's not been a particularly busy week for our South Coast clubs in football action. Portsmouth, though, they hosted Sunderland on Tuesday night and they unfortunately lost 2-0. We will talk more about their weekend shortly. Southampton, they were in action on Wednesday night and they headed to Manchester once again and they lost to Man City 5-2. It was a tough evening for the Saints. Manchester City, though, they've returned to winning stays. It was emphatic fashion. It moves them 14 points clear at the top of the Premier League table. Goals from Riyad Mahrez, Kevin De Bruyne, they both scored twice in an emphatic first half from Manchester City. It was Sunday that they lost their Manchester derby, which ended a 21-game winning run. But it wasn't a typical City display. Southampton, though, they did start the game really well. But it counted for nothing. Ryan Bertrand switched off. A cross come in. De Bruyne swept home from close range after Alex McCarthy kept out of Phil Foden's initial effort. Saints, who conceded 9 goals at Old Trafford on their previous visit to Manchester at the start of February, quickly hit back, though, through James Ward-Prowse's spot kick. But City went on to run away with the game. Southampton struggled to get the ball off for City and they play some amazing football. Riyad Mahrez was in fine form for City on the night. James Ward-Prowse, the standout player for the Saints, he managed to keep things ticking for the Saints, got himself a goal as well, and he's pushing for the European Championships spot with England. So another great performance from him, even though they did have a not particularly great night in Manchester. Saints, though, they have a cushion of 7 points above the relegation zone. However, Hasenhüttl, the Saints manager, he'd be plotting their survival and it's going to be a major concern for him, the goals they're shipping. Only West Brom in the top flight conceded more goals than the Saints with 49. Saints have shipped a lot of goals. If it was not for Alex McCarthy and some sloppy finishing for the City, Man City could have probably matched Manchester United's 9 against the Saints. Southampton, big game this weekend. They play South Coast rivals Brighton on Sunday with a 12 o'clock kickoff, and it will be a big game for the Saints. They'll be looking for their first home league win since they beat Liverpool at St Mary's back on the 4th of January. Heading down the road to Bournemouth, they're in action this weekend as they push for the playoff places and promotion back to the Premier League. They take on rivals for promotion, Barnsley, 3 p.m. kickoff on Saturday down at Vitality. Some bad news for them, though. They have lost their midfielder, Lewis Cook, for the rest of the season, who has ruptured an anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee, and he's going to miss the rest of the season. The 24-year-old was forced off in the second half of Saturday's 1-1 draw at Preston North End. He suffered a similar injury back in December 2018, and he did not return to first-team action until September 2019. The Cherries, though, they're seeking specialist advice regarding the injury, but they say Cook will be out for a number of months. The manager, Jonathan Woodgate, told this club's website this week, Lewis has experienced this before, so he knows exactly what it takes in return from this injury. He's a still young player with a long career ahead of him, and we will provide the best rehabilitation and treatment and support to ensure he comes back stronger than ever before. As I touched at the top of the report, Portsmouth, they head to Wembley this weekend in the Papa John's Trophy final, and they take on Gary Neville and the Class of 92s, Salford City, in what's a bit of a distraction for both clubs, if we're in all honesty. Both managers are very focused on the league, but we have this cup final, which was due to take place last year, but it didn't because of the coronavirus outbreak across the country and with football being locked down last year. Kenny Jackett, though, he's upbeat about the prospect of his side retaining the title, which they are the current holders after beating Sunderland on penalties at a packed Wembley in 2019. He said, "We want to win this competition and we will do everything to give ourselves the best possible chance." I will be back on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to catch up on how the cup final went and how our South Coast teams did at the weekend. Join me 6 p.m. this coming Sunday.